This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Far-right parties made major gains in European Union parliamentary elections, dealing stunning defeats to two of the bloc's most important leaders, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. In France, the National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen dominated the polls on Sunday to such an extent Macron immediately dissolved the national parliament and called for new elections. It was a massive political risk since his party could suffer more losses, hobbling the rest of his presidential term that ends in 2027. There is jubilation in Israel that four hostages were rescued from Gaza, but there's new criticism for the death toll from the raid operation, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner says every civilian death is a tragedy, but he says Israeli forces had to strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp when they came under attack by Hamas forces.
In an attempt to kill both them and the hostages.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, also on ABC.
Hostage rescue operation should take every precaution to minimize the amount of civilian harm.
The Gaza Health Ministry says nearly 300 Palestinians were killed in Saturday's raid. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli Minister Benny Gantz announced his resignation from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's emergency government on Sunday, withdrawing the only centrist power in the leader's coalition.
I know that the other people are staying there, mainly Yoav Gallant and Prime Minister himself. They know what should be done. Hopefully they will stick to what should be done.